15 years after the Good Friday Agreement, we think it's time for that dimension of the agreement to be implemented. We know the two governments don't want such a thing. We know that a section of unionism is also opposed to it. And, you know, sure, what have they got to be afraid of? This is a simple matter of giving citizens their say, that people can go into the polling station and decide whether they want a united Ireland or whether they want to continue with the union. And all logic is that we would be better served in a single island. Duplication, you know, Donegal is a perfect example of our county which is not in the north in terms of the political dispensation, but is very, very far in the north in terms of bad roads, bad services, cuts in hospital and education facilities across a whole range of what should be entitlement. So we want to have a debate, and our big focus is to discuss all of these issues out and to debate them with anybody who wants to debate with us.
The recent census in the north shows there is no desire at the minute for a border poll. So would a border poll not have a predictable outcome at an unnecessary expense?
Well, the expense would be very, very limited. It's a simple matter of holding a referendum. And we shouldn't, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, just feel that things are set in stone. You know, if that was the thinking, then we wouldn't have a peace process. You know, Ian Paisley would not have entered into talks with the Sinn Féin leadership. He wouldn't have been into government with Martin McGuinness. Peter Robinson wouldn't be in government now. We wouldn't have cessations and all of the rest that goes with the Good Friday Agreement. So we have to be positive. I'm very, very confident in Sinn Féin's ability to argue the merits of a single island approach. And I also have confidence in pragmatic unionism that if it's to their mutual advantage, that they will come on board. So, I mean, let's have the debate, let's have the discussion. Nobody should be afraid of it.
Is there not a chance that Sinn Féin could play into the hands of unionists here? Because if a border poll is defeated, then does this not confirm the union?
No, because another border poll can be held no sooner than or no later than 7 years after that. You know, so the Good Friday Agreement in many ways gives us a democratic, those who want it, a democratic and peaceful way to argue for the union or to argue for a united Ireland. And, you know, that's one of our achievements in the Good Friday Agreement negotiations, that we moved the British to get rid of the Government Ireland Act, under which their control was absolute by terms of their own legislative process. Now it's a matter for the citizens to decide, and then the two governments are obliged to legislate for that.
So what date would Sinn Féin be looking to have a border poll? This year? Next year?
Well, I would like to have it tomorrow, but I mean, we're sensible about this. Our big focus isn't having a debate at this time. So over the next term of the Assembly or the Oireachtas would strike me as being an appropriate time to have a good debate on all of the matters involved, so that those who want to vote on the issue will do so in an informed way.